turn it back over to you, Mr. Smith. I'm just very excited about this call tonight, and we're having a record number of people that are joining. I think last time I checked, it's close to 75 people on the call. So, and it's very well deserved for the person that we have on. So I'll turn it back over to you, Brett.
Yeah, thank you, Nate. Appreciate everything you do for the team too. I wanted to say one thing about Larry Black too is that I talked to him today. He was in the field. I know there were several agents that were in the field today, and there's a lot of people who aren't willing to put that kind of work ethic in, even to work on a Sunday. And last I knew, he was working on an app for 10,000 APV, so it might just pay off for him. But this week coming up, I feel like it could possibly be a record week for the SWAT team. I've been hearing through the grapevine a lot of agents working on a lot of appointments being set for this week, and a lot of follow-up appointments on some big deals. So we're expecting a lot for this week. But I am very, very excited about this call tonight. I am recording the call for my own personal use because this call to me is gonna be a valuable call for everybody, regardless of where you're at in Symmetry, how long you've been with Symmetry, whether you're brand new, whether you've been in for as long as Paul Honeycutt that's on the call tonight. So get your pens and paper out, take notes. The guest that we have on the call, I did announce it on GroupMe, but I want to give him more of a personal, proper introduction because he was the one in the very beginning that when Matt and I drove down to Asheville, North Carolina to look at this company for the first time a little less than 2.5 years ago, I didn't know what to expect. I was looking into it to see if it was going to be an opportunity for me, something that was going to be around, something that I would enjoy doing, something that would be profitable. And I remember when I sat in front of this gentleman, there was four people that were, quote, interviewing me. And I'd never done that before, guys. I'd always, out of college, Matt and I started our business, and we'd always been on the other side of the table doing the interview. And this is my first ever actual interview, being interviewed. And I said this, just based off of the corporate overview I'd just seen, based off of talking to a dozen agents that were anything from halfway profitable to extremely profitable, I thought this is something that I would be willing to spend some time getting good at. And I remember talking to Brian Delaney in the interview, and I said, just show me. They said, are you teachable? That was the question they'd asked me. Are you teachable? And I said, I'm probably the most teachable person you'll ever meet. I don't have a big ego. I do have a lot of confidence, but I know I'd never done this before. And I'm not going to try to reinvent the wheel. I'm looking for a system that I can follow, not a system I can create. And all I'm looking for is the number one income earner, number one agent, number one agency manager that I can follow. I'd prefer if I have the choice to work with the number one person in the company. And if I could just follow that person's steps, I will be the most teachable person in Symmetry. And Brian Delaney looked at me and said, well, you're looking at him. He's sitting right next to you, and it was Mr. Edward Pritchett. So if you don't know who Edward Pritchett is, he is currently doing, I know the biggest one was just a couple months ago, 1.32 million, I think it was, in a month as an agency. And to put that into perspective, that's about double of the second largest agency within Symmetry. And so I'm excited to talk to Edward because I want everyone, including myself, I want to know what did life look like for him in the very beginning of Symmetry and how has he gotten to where he's gotten? Because I think everyone on the phone ultimately would like to end up there. And I know for Edward, if you're on the phone, Edward, I know that this is kind of just the beginning for you. You're not looking at this as the end. You haven't arrived. It's just kind of getting started for you because I know that's the kind of person you are. So, Edward, I just want to welcome you to the call and appreciate you joining us on a Sunday night.
Well, thank you, Brett. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that first time with any new conference call line, you never know if you pressed the right button or not. So, but definitely appreciate you guys asking me to be on the call. And I'm honestly, after hearing about just the announcements for this week for this overall team and organization, and definitely like hearing the success that Larry Black is having right now, like I myself, I'm sitting here just like I see the numbers come in, And I was getting pumped up just watching him come in, but hearing what Nate had to say about what Larry's been doing and your talk with him and the success that's permeating throughout this entire organization, it's definitely my privilege and honor to even to be on this call tonight to talk to you guys, because with the leadership that you and Matt bring to the table here and what Nate Alford brings, I mean, just working with Nate over the past year and a little bit now, year and a half, going on 2 years here soon, I've never known somebody to have the kind of passion and dedication that he has to the pursuits that he goes after. And I know he dumps that into this all the time. The same thing with Marlon Faulkner and many of the other people
yeah.
on the team. So definitely excited to just be able to share just a little bit of kind of some of the things that I've gone through. I know you have questions for me, but just have to be able to be on this call. I know you guys get a lot of calls with from the home office, from, you know, the Pritchard Agency office, but it's definitely good to be on this call. And I know this is my first time on this call. It's kind of cool. I like that. I didn't
well,
have to be on this call earlier on because of the leadership you guys are. I didn't need to be here.
you actually have been on one more, which was the first one. I think we had 12 people on the call. That was about
okay.
2 years ago.
But, no, that's true. I was a little while back. Forgive me for that.
Yeah, it's been a long time. That's why I'm so excited to have you on the call because, you know, I feel like we need to deserve your time. I don't think it should just be handed over, and I feel like, you know, we've been working hard, and we just appreciate you taking some time out. I think you've got a lot of wisdom, more wisdom than anybody in the company to teach us on how to get to $1 million a month. So, you know, I would love.
I would say I have a lot of mistakes. If you want to equate that to wisdom, you can. A lot of mistakes made and lessons learned. But I think just the systematic approach that Symmetry has is what has allowed our team to grow and what's really propelling you all's team in such a quick manner, because you guys are really learning from those who you guys listen. You're willing to listen to mentors and say, okay, if you made this mistake, I won't do that as well. Let me do it this other way. And you guys are profiting and benefiting from that.
Well, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Well, first let's start with where you came from. I know you've got a master's degree from Harvard with chemical engineering degree, which is amazing.
Careful, Brad. If you say tell people that I went to Harvard, I might get upset.
I'm sorry, Yale. Yeah.
That's an arch rival. Come on.
Big difference. Yeah, Yale, chemical engineering master's degree, yet you're doing insurance. And I know it's because of the opportunity. You've probably got a lot of friends you see on Facebook that were in the same program, and I'm sure they're pretty envious when they see that you've been on 9 paid-for international vacations last year. You know, I know you work hard, but... but, you know, I'd love to hear just kind of how you got started with Symmetry. And there are, you know, this system is, to me, the best system I've ever seen. You've got a little bit probably more extensive experience to have a little bit better perspective because you actually tried another insurance company. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that have tried the same system that haven't had the success. We're going to get into that too. I want to know what the difference is. But can you just tell us when you got started was, you know, for me, it was easy to make excuses on why I couldn't be successful because I was broke. I was trying to run another business, so I didn't have a lot of time. I had one day a week. And a lot of us, it's easy to make excuses on why we can't be successful because of our problems. Was everything perfect for you? Did you have money and time and, you know, were the stars aligned for you and that's why you were successful? What was the situation looking like for you when you first started with Symmetry?
Well, to give a little bit of that background, because I think it's always good to know where, if I'm going to listen to somebody, I want to know what they've gone through and where they've been. When I first got out of college, I worked as an engineer, and I enjoyed it. But as everybody's probably had something like this in their background story, you know, 2006, 2007, as the economy started to have the first signs that something bad was going on, the type of engineering I did, which was dealing with a lot of construction and development stuff, started to dry up because all the construction and building dried up before the real housing market hit everybody else. So my company kind of was sold off, and I was told either go here or you don't have a job. So I chose not to have a job because I love where I live. And in 2008, I decided, well, I don't really have a lot that I can do right here in Nashville engineering-wise. I need something to tide me over. And, I mean, has anybody else ever gotten a job offer from an insurance agency through Career Builder or wherever? I mean, if you're on Career Builder, you probably get one once a week. I mean, I still get job offers from insurance companies. So I started working for a captive agency called Liberty National, which basically meant that I only sold that company's products, didn't have a lead system. We started off by going through our cell phones and calling our family and friends and selling them life insurance policies. And the one thing about life insurance that I knew and I was willing to be in this industry was because the year I graduated from college, my mother had passed away, and luckily for my family, she had taken out about $433,000 of one was a mortgage protection policy for our house at the time, and there was another $150,000 for income replacement. We didn't really know she had done that until after she passed away, and she was 51. So we weren't, nobody was planning on that, and that wasn't expected. But she had bought that policy about 3 years before. So I knew that this was something that I could get behind because I had seen it actually work and take care of a family, my family. But what I didn't know about the insurance industry was from a producer's side, you know, yeah, you could get people policies, and I had a great story to try to sell my family and friends on why they should buy a policy, and I was successful to a point with them, and then I could get some referrals in that first round of referrals, but then at about 8 or 9 months, Brad, it was just, you know, I could get a referral here or there, but it just got to be more and more of a grind. It was 50, 60, mm-hmm. 70 hours sitting in our office, down through trying to get a referral to let me come over, calling old friends and say, hey, you got anybody else, anybody else? And I became that guy that I didn't want to be, the guy that people mm-hmm. do avoid. Like, you see them out in public or you see them at the family reunion and everybody avoids you because they don't want you asking over and over again. One time is okay. If you help them out, great. But they don't want you to always nag. Like, I had to nag my friends in order to make money. And so after doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff to try to stay in that business, including finding my own lead resources. You know, I bought leads from every lead vendor that you can think of that sells to agents. And, guys, I'm telling you, the one thing that got me about Symmetry was when Casey Watkins put the Symmetry Financial Group lead in front of me and said, this is what we work off of. And you don't have to, but if you don't trust what I'm telling you right now, go out and buy leads from everybody else. One, I'll tell you, you're going to waste a whole bunch of money. But you're going to see why when I saw that lead, I was like, if I can't sell this, I don't need to be in sales. And so after 2 years with that captive agency, still looking for something else to do, obviously trying to get out of working in insurance, but had an opportunity to meet with Casey Watson. He showed me this opportunity, and at that point in time, I was about 5 months late on my rent to my roommate. I had all my cars were kind of hidden from my various banks so that, you know, they didn't take them away because they legally could at the time. It was just, I was down to that last little bit. And Casey showed me this, showed me that lead, and I said, if I can't sell that, I don't need to be in sales. I need to go and just do something totally different. And that first week of getting on the phone and doing what Casey told me as far as how to call these leads and going out and run my appointment, did $15,000 that first month of writing business in November of 2010. And it wasn't the money. It was just the fact that I had something that finally really legitimately worked. And I knew it was something at the time. I didn't know how big it could get, but I saw it getting a lot bigger. I saw that this could be where I can take care of my family and have a legacy for my children, my wife, for the rest of my life. And I was thinking about them even at that point in time when they weren't in my life at that point in time other than my wife, but, you know, she was my girlfriend at the time. And she allowed me to actually get into this business because I didn't really have the funds to buy my first set of leads. You know, the captive insurance agency had just drained all that away from me. So I actually had her stake me. I said, honey, I can make this work. This will work. And she bought my first set of leads. She paid for my first conference ticket. But I can tell you this, she demanded that I did work. Like, she was like, I'll do this, however. You know, and we had only, Brad, we'd only been dating probably maybe
and you,
8 months, 8 or 9 months at the time. So that's where I was at that time.
You just had your first baby. Well, yeah. Baby boy Theodore, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
You're able to come in and just enjoy life now.
Yeah. How is it being a dad? A little different than being an agency manager, or pretty similar?
There are a lot of similarities.
When
you deal with people, you learn how to deal with the baby, I think. People do, especially in this business, people do all the same things that babies do. I won't get into the details of that. But.
So you got started. You started having some success right off the bat. Did you have, you know, like Nate Offer, this, I mean, just a ridiculously good story, 50 grand first month, 35 or 40 the second month. Was that your start, or was it a little different?
I wish that would have been my start. No, my first month, I fought to do 15,600 my first month. That was my first month in the business. The second month, I only did 12,000 APV. I would throw it out and say that, man, you know, things were different back then. It wasn't that. I mean, we didn't have people who could stretch and reach for things like you do, like Nate Offer does, like a Larry Black going out and doing $37,000 so far this month. That just wasn't there. But at the same time, we didn't push ourselves, I don't think, as hard as we could, knowing what we know now. And that's the great thing with experience. Now we know what we can do. I mean, it would have been great to have known what we know now. Back then, we didn't. We forged through with where it was, but it wasn't this lightning success. And, you know, next thing you know, I had $50,000 sitting in my bank account and then just bankrolled my entire business off of that. It was just a slow, consistent learning process plugged into the system that Brandon and Casey had developed at the time, doing the activity, doing the work week in, week out. And then translating that to, okay, let's have some other people to help us along this path. And, you know, we started to hire our first couple of people about 4 or 5 months after I started personally producing. And I would definitely, I wish I had started hiring people the month I started producing. But it was 4 or 5 months after that I started hiring people and got them up and running. And then slowly but surely the train just started, you know, the train is slow in the beginning. But it just started to pick up speed by adding the right people, having the right kind of culture within our organization, by talking about the right things, by having the mindset that we wanted to, one, do the right thing, our clients first, by what Nate was talking about, by the company second, by our people first, and we're the last person, you know, when it comes to who gets the first piece of bread. And then try to make sure that people got what they wanted, whether it was our clients getting the right type of product that can protect them in the way they want it to be protected, or it's agents getting that glimpse of financial freedom for the first time, making that first $2,000 or $3,000 in a week. They've never done that before, and then showing them how to duplicate that again and again. So it was just I don't want to say slow and steady, but it was fairly quick, Brad, because like, when you think about it, to go from $0 in production for your whole company, and this October will be 5 years for us, and within 5 years to be averaging over $1 million a month in your fifth year, like, you look at other businesses. I mean, you guys were in the mattress business. I'm sure when it comes to how long did it take you guys to get to that point, like, in traditional business, it takes a while.
Oh, yeah.
And especially with the kind of margins that we have in this business. Like, it'd be different if it was, okay, you do $1 million a month and you made, you know, 10 grand. But that's not the way it is in this business. Our margins are so great. So that's kind of how that process started. It was slow and steady, but just kind of plugging into the system that was there and doing the activity consistently that kind of got us as we continued to build up.
You know, you bring up a really good point, and I think a lot of people, it feels slow because everybody wants that instant gratification. I think that's the biggest reason that people fail is because they quit too soon. And just to put it into perspective on this industry of insurance, of mortgage protection, what something that was mind-blowing to me about your success was the second conference I went to, Brian Pope. You guys don't know who Brian Pope, he's a legend in this industry. He's one of the owners of Symmetry, been doing this business for over 30 years, sold a company for $45 million. Just a huge amount of success. Started out as an agent, just like all of us. I've heard his net worth is somewhere around $70 million or something like that. But when I heard that it took him 10 years to get to the point where his agency was doing $400,000 a month, so about $5 million a year, took him 10 years to get to $5 million a year, took him another 10 years where that business was doing $100 million a year, from $5 million to $100 million. And you, Edward, will probably do $15 million this year or more in 5 years. So in half the time that it took Brian to get to five, in half the time you're at 15. I mean, that is ridiculously fast. But did it feel fast the whole time? Did it feel fast?
No. And I think we're so just bombarded every day with get this now. I mean, how many of us have looked on Facebook and seen all the things about how fast you can lose weight, right? You know, it used to be, you know, back in the day, if you want to get fit, you had to, like, go to some old gym and run all the time and, you know, eat horrible food and stuff like that. Now everybody wants that miracle pill, and there's a new miracle pill every single week. And we're just – that's what most people feel like has to happen in every part of their life. But we know that the really good things, the things that make a lasting impact for a lifetime, and we learned this when we were young. Like, if you're ever an athlete, you definitely know this. Like, you didn't start off being a phenom at basketball. You practice, and then maybe you finally got a college scholarship or baseball or whatever it might be. And the same thing is with this. You can come in, and especially if you've had no experience in whether it's sales, or insurance or anything like that. If you've had no experience, you have to have that time of learning. If you've never built a business with a team of people, you've never had to manage 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm not saying it has to take 20 years. That's the great thing with this system. You know, you can do phenomenal things in a year or two. I mean, look at Nate, look at Matt and Brad, look at Marlon Faulkner. But, guys, that year or two, like, if you want to have the results of someone who makes $200,000 or $300,000 a year, you have to put in the activity and the work that deserves $200,000 or $300,000 a year. And what I mean by that, if you want it to happen in a year or 2 years, it takes people, I mean, like, in corporate America, how long does it take you to work your way up to a $200,000 or $300,000 a year salary? 15 years? 20 years? So, guys, imagine that if you're going to make that happen in 2 years, you're doing the work. And don't let that scare you off, because it's definitely worth it. You're doing the work that most people take 10 or 15 years to do, and you're compressing that time frame down to a year and a half or 2 years or maybe 3 years. But then the great thing with our system is if you follow the guidelines that we have laid out and you build it in the proper way, you get to that point where 2 or 3 years, you put in enough time and work and activity, and you have that $200,000, $300,000 income coming in from your business. And then your business continues to go, not necessarily needing you. Definitely can always use you. It doesn't need you to continue to run. And now you have this $200,000, $300,000 a year income that can continue to grow without you actually having to force it to grow from here on out. And most people don't think of it. The reason it seems like that 2 years or that 3 years seems so long is because you're putting in the work of a 10-year, 15, 20-year veteran in any other industry to get what they have. So the question becomes, is it worth it? Are you willing to stick it out and do the activity and take the frustration? Because all those things are going to happen. All right? This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. All right? It's something that takes time and takes work, but if you're willing to put that in and put that in on a consistent daily basis, work it like you would work, like whenever you had that old boss that you hated, but you showed up to your job every single day anyway, why don't we do that for ourselves? And if we do that for ourselves here and show up every day, put in the time, put in the effort, put in the work every day, and put it in on a scale that we've not done before, guys, the rewards at the end of that year and a half, 2 years, are going to far outweigh. I really just don't know. I look around all the time, Brad. I look for what else is out there that I could say is comparable to what Symmetry offers people. And I have a little bit of free time to do that looking. And I don't see anything else out there. I don't see anything else out there that can match what we have here. I've looked at every type of business, and the ones that seem like they can give you the money, you have to already have money to get involved, right? Like, if you have $5 million, you can turn that into $20 million very quickly. And by very quickly, I mean 5-10 years. But you got to have the $5 million first. But then the other things that they're just like, just show up and give us your time and efforts, and we'll make you wealthy. Well, those things just don't seem to pan out because there's no actual value being added to anybody. There's a value being taken because you're given, maybe it's not $5 million, but you're giving your $500,000 every so often to make somebody else wealthy. So I don't see anything else that's out there that's like this. And what it takes is that self-discipline to see that I can put in the time and effort now for my year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, if it takes that, to get to where I have an income coming in of $250,000, $300,000, $500,000 a year, and then have time and freedom to do what I want to with that, not be tied down to that business. So I hope everybody, I think the majority of the people that I know of on your team, what you guys are doing and teaching, everybody's plugged right into the Symmetry system. I think most people realize that, but sometimes it just takes a little bit of a reminder to look at yourself to make sure that you actually committed to that.
I gotta jump in here because what you're saying, when you said you think most of us on our team realize that, I mean, just doing what I've done in the past, being involved with this business, and to hear you say what you say, I'm sitting here in my kitchen with goosebumps on my arm because, I mean, I know you very well. You're very calculated, right? And we have a lot of talks, and you come to our trainings, and you don't get very impressed very easily. You don't get mad very easily. You don't get excited very easily. You're a very stable individual. This, you know, and that's a good thing. You know, I always talk about you have this relaxed intensity about you. But to hear, and I know you look. You look around, and I mean, guys, I'll be the first to tell you, I only have a few skills, and I got really good at them. But here you're talking to a guy that's been to Yale University with a master's in chemical engineering. You're extremely calculating. You're extremely, I don't want to say mathematical, but I guess whatever word, I'm not very
intentional.
Yeah, intentional, to where you're going, hey, if I can spend an hour of my day, where effectively can I spend that hour to produce the most amount of results that I want to produce to provide for me and my family? Would that be fair to say, Edward?
That'd be fair to say.
And so for you to be able to get on the phone and say you've been out there looking around and you've seen other opportunities, and everyone thinks, you know, I always heard the grass is greener on the other side, right? We all heard that, and then we heard the expression, that's because they water their grass. Well, my mentor always said the grass is greener on the other side. I go, why is that? He goes, it's not because they water their grass, because it's above a septic tank. And so what he was saying was is that most people see this great vision of grandeur, like you talked about. They want to jump over their fence because the grass is green. When they start realizing what's under there, it's too late. And, man, that was awesome. I wanted to jump in there because I think it was so powerful what you said, because it's like, you know, most of us don't have the time. We get involved. We think it's great. We get excited about it. We have our ups and downs. A lot of people quit because they run out of capital, or they say it's not going to work, or they get, you know, as soon as you get in this industry, you got 1,700 other people trying to recruit you to get involved with their company because they have better leads and better system and better this and better that.
Yeah.
And to have someone as smart as you that has that book knowledge and that experience, because you bring both. You bring that book knowledge and the life knowledge and the experiences of running a business with your father. I mean, you just embody the, you know, such an awesome person of a mentor to follow because, you know, you come from experience. I think that's why we're so excited to have you on this call, because of the fact that it's like, you know, What would you do, Edward, different? If you had to say one pitfall that you may have done that you could go back and do different, and you say, okay, guys, you know, we're your son sitting on your knee, and you're, you know, we're 10 years old, and you're saying, son, you know, as your father, I want the best for you and your life and everything else. And what would you tell us? You're looking down on us, and we're sitting on your knee. I'd be pretty heavy with all of us on your knee. Kind of weird, probably, but, you know, at the same time, what would you tell us that we should avoid what to do? It can be more than one thing. Like, what is your – and I know we haven't rehearsed these. I hate to put you on the spot, but I know you do really very well on the spot because you talk from experience. What would you say that you would tell us to guide us to make sure that we don't do the same mistakes you want or make the mistakes because we have to make the mistakes that you may not want us to make, but we have to make them in order to learn? What would be your advice to us?
Well, I mean, I think that's a question that the right people ask that question of someone who's gotten to a place. Like when I talk to a place that they want to be, when I talk to Brian Pope, that's one of the questions that I ask him. Not all the time, but like we always end up back at old mistakes that he made so that I don't have to make them. And I think one answer that you're going to get from anybody in this business is I would have started building much sooner. You know, I came into this 2 years of getting beat up by the captive insurance world. And I was like, I don't want to bring anybody else into this until I realize that this thing actually works. Which some people say, well, that's fair. But, you know, the thing is, if you're going to make a decision to work for a company or a place, make a decision to work for a company or a place. And by that, I mean, when you commit, you've actually committed. Like, so don't get started if you're not committed. Like, trust your instincts, trust your gut. If, when I look back at old things that I did, like even the captive insurance agency, when I first got in there, the reason I started was just because, well, I saw a quick way to make a buck. Like, I felt uneasy about it from the get-go. I just like, well, I can make it work for me. All right? But the symmetry is always, from the day I started, just it passed that smell test. It seemed like the fit. And when I knew that, I should have taken that energy that I had for that and said, but let me tell other people about this. Let me not be selfish and hold this back to me. So that's definitely one of the things. The other side of it, what I would have done more personally in my own business is be a better boss to myself. And, you know, when I look back at when I worked in the engineering world, when I worked for the captive insurance agency even, you know, I had bosses. They asked me to do stuff. And I mean, it was just, I did it with a hop, skip, and a jump. And I was like, dead up, because that was my job. Of course I had to do this. And even with the captive insurance agency, we were 1099 there, Nate, which it just blows my mind sometimes when I think about it. We were 1099 there. I didn't really have a boss because they had these titles. I had a branch manager. I had a district manager. I had a regional vice president. And I just did what they told me to do. And when I got here, for the first little while, I worked it the same way, and I had some quick success. You know, I got my bank account back from being in the negative to being $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in deposits. And then what did I do 3 months into symmetry? I took a month off to go snowboarding. You know, now, part of that I'll blame it on, you know, at the time, I was 4 years younger, so I didn't know better. No, it was, I would like to blame it on that. It was, I was not a good boss to myself. I did not know how to be boss with me. I knew how to have a boss. That's what I was used to. Whether it was elementary school, middle school, high school, college, first jobs, I could have a boss. I just had never really been my own boss. And I think a lot of us get into that same situation. We're not good at being our own boss. And if you can't be your own boss, tell your mentor, say, look, I know this is going to sound crazy. I want you to be my boss. You tell me what to do, and I'm going to do it. If I don't do it, treat me like another boss would and say, you know, I'm going to fire you if you don't do it. Because that's what we need sometimes, guys. We need to, if we work this thing, like most people put the effort into their jobs, this thing would be so much more, so profitable to your family and to your livelihood. But most of us come in here, and we halfway do every little part of this system. And then we look up 6 months later and be like, man, it's not working for me. I don't get it. It's these leaves. And, you know, that Nate offered, I can't do what he's saying. And Brad Smith, that's what, and when the real problem, the real reason is because I just can't be the good boss for me. I don't have the self-discipline. But either recognize it and deal with it, or I hate to tell you, you're going to struggle with this particular system for a very long time. And any other system that you do until you go and get yourself a boss that can make you work and make you perform. I personally would rather be my own boss and force myself to perform. And it's still, even to this day, Nate, it's still a struggle for me. I still have to say, okay, we got to get out, we got to go and do this. Because I do have bigger dreams. Like, I love what I have right now, but I won't. The world is so vast, and there's so much I can do in it. But if I'm not a good boss for me, I can never participate. I can never be an impact on those larger scales. So those would be the two things, Nate, not to wax long on that, but those would be the two things that I would definitely do differently, or at least do more consistently on that second one, just being a better boss for myself.
I think it's awesome. I mean, I have one other question for you. I'll turn it back over to Brad and Matt on this. But, I mean, I'm just writing notes down. I'm filling out my notepad with just your advice. And I remember our first conversation that we had, and I talked about, well, it was after the fact that I was interviewing you when you should have been interviewing me. But after that conversation, I remember I talked about it. I said, you know, just tell me what to do. And I think some people look at it like we go, oh, screw our boss. I want to fire my boss. I don't want a boss. And I look at it more like a coach. You know, and you say it's so right. I was always taught we're horrible, horrible employers of ourselves.
Huh.
My mentor always said that. He goes, you know, Nate, imagine me when you wake up in the morning. So don't imagine me when you're taking a shower because that'd be weird. So imagine me standing there while you're having your cup of coffee and you're reading your newspaper, all the negative shit that went on in the world today. Imagine me when you get in your car and you decide that you want to go out and take an hour lunch break instead of 10 minutes and you want to blow off an appointment. Imagine me there. And guys, as silly as it sounds, I did that. I know, you know, I imagine those people that wear the bracelets, what would Jesus do? And I'm not trying to be sacrilegious, but like, what would my mentor do? What would he expect from me if he was sitting in next to me while I was on the computer? Would he expect that I was building something long-term for financial freedom if I'm on Facebook for 45 minutes, the first thing I do, wake up, check out what all my other friends are doing that are broke and unsuccessful? Would that make him proud? Would that make him going, hey, you're doing it, buddy. You're doing exactly what it needs to be done. Would it make him proud if I, you know, went out and got an appointment and I got an app that day and I waited until Friday to turn it in because that's my deadline instead of turning it in on Monday, what was best for me and the client? Would that make him proud? And I did that in a different business, guys. And one of the pivotal points in my life, in my business from going being broke to financially independent was learning how to employ myself. I think it's so big. And you do such a great job at that. And at the same time, guys, it's like it doesn't take away from you. It's like, you know, we all need a coach. Edward's my coach. Brandon and Case on the phone, they're my coach. But we all need to be the best football players in the world, you know, preseason starting with the NFL right now. They have a coach.
Uh-huh.
They have a head coach, a defensive coach, an offensive coach. They have a coach for the offensive coach. They have a coach for the guy that's paying the people the money and how much they should pay him. I mean, everyone's got a coach. Andre Agassi, when I was a kid, watched him play one of the best tennis players. I don't watch tennis much anymore. Has a coach. Tiger Woods has a coach. If you've been to our SWAT team training, guys, that's our coach. And I think it's so important that we can embrace that because I know with having calls like this and hearing you, for you to say those two things, the first one and the second one, it's so important to realize that, and I never even thought of it the way you just said it. I think it's so awesome. Like, you know, I was my mentor, I don't think, wanted to talk to me every day and act like my boss, but he said, hey, imagine me there. So I imagined him there. And I, you know, imagine me in the back seat when you get pulled up to an appointment. Imagine me when you leave the appointment. Imagine me when you get home. And that's what I did, guys. But, I mean, I think it's what you said is awesome. You know, I think some people, and it's okay, guys, don't make it feel like you lost something because you're somebody who needs accountability. We've done calls about this. We all need accountability. I'm accountable to Matt and Brad. Matt and Brad are accountable to me. We're all accountable to Edward. Edward, Matt, Brad, and myself are all accountable to Symmetry and the managers and Pam Fair. And accountability is a good thing because without accountability, we, you know, most of us would be sitting around living in a grass hut somewhere not making any money because we're accountable to no one but ourselves. Family's accountability.
Yeah.
I would imagine that your life totally changed when that little son popped out, huh?
Yeah, that's a new form of accountability for sure.
We had talked about that, and you're like, I get it now. I get it. Like, you know, you have this little form of you that's there, and you're going, wow, now I can't screw up.
Yeah.
Now, and to have that happen during this journey is one thing versus already having children, guys, because it's like during that journey, now you're looking at it and you're going, man, this is it. What would you say? This is my last question, and I'll turn it back over to you. What's your biggest payoff? Because and I'll give you a minute to think about it, because I don't want you to just kind of time for a minute. But what do you feel like? And guys, you know, understand, Edward's still on his journey. You know, we always talk about success is not a destination; it's a journey. Edward, you know, as much as the money he makes, and if he's looking at $1 million agency and you're netting, you know, or grossing, you know, 10% of $1 million, I mean, that's pretty good, right? You know, he's on track in the next handful, this next year for sure. This next calendar or fiscal year, whatever you call it, make over $1 million a year with Symmetry. That's pretty awesome. But some people look at that and they go, I can't even fill up my boat for the weekend for $1 million. So everything's relative. We talk about that all the time, right? Oh, well, why does someone need to have a Lamborghini? That's so disgusting. That's so awful. In $1 million house, they could be helping less fortunate people. And the same people in third world country that have children that are starving, that the rice truck comes by once a week and they barely have enough food to eat, look at you, that you have any car at all, that is disgusting. So everything's relative, right? So you got to remember, guys, your relativity is based upon what your comfort zone is, not someone else's. And I know that Edward and myself and Matt and Brad and Marlon, we get together and we have these team leader meetings and we have these events and we have these trains. Our lunch talks are a little bit different than the average person. We're not talking about the weather. We're not talking about who killed who last week in Saudi Arabia or wherever the hell people are killing each other and what fire burned down to what building. We're talking about, okay, what can we do to take our money that we're earning and put it into something else? And Matt has great ideas, and Edward. So, I mean, like, this collective mind trust, as I would call it, is just amazing. And I think sometimes we lose sight of what reward do you feel is the biggest payoff so far? Because you're far from where you want to be. I already know that. You know, what you're making in a month, you want to make it in a day. I understand that. And I know we're kind of like going, hey, you know, we all look at you, Edward, as, you know, you arrived to where we want to go. And you're looking at you going, I'm on part one of part 100 where I want to go, which is awesome. That's why you have the success you have. What would you say your biggest payoff is so far?
Well, and it's, I would say it's not overly complicated, but if any of you guys have ever watched the History Channel series, The Men Who Built America, or taken the time to read every year at the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting, Warren Buffett writes usually it's 25, 30 pages report, and a report that he, or basically a letter to the shareholders. And, you know, hearing people talk like Bill Gates, when you see people who achieved a certain amount of wealth and then what they were able to do with it, there's been some that have, of course, squandered it, but then there's been others, and I think Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are really good examples right now, of people who have taken what they've been given and not just made an impact in their local community, but made an impact in a global community. I'm the oldest sibling I have four younger siblings, so five of us running around, and I always saw it growing up as my duty to take care of my brothers and sisters. No matter what was going on, I had to take care of them, and I still do that to this day. And that's something that's always just been intrinsically, people talk about you have to find your purpose, and whenever I like, this may sound kind of cheesy, Nate, but now I looked up the kind of the meaning of my name, and I always go by Edward, and the root meaning is it was always a guardian, a protector, something like that. So I've always had that feeling, and I see the biggest thing that Symmetry has done for me is allow me to increase the span, increase the breadth of what and who I can protect. And that's protect from financial stuff, protect from life stuff, whatever. I can put something into their lives or help them out a little bit in their life to make them more secure in what they have and who they are, so that they can then go and do whatever their purpose is. So just seeing, you know, different agency managers break out, different people here over the last 5 years who are now in a different financial position than they were 5 years ago. That's kind of the biggest thing that this has given me, and what I continue to strive for and work for, and this and why, like you said, the reason that I don't think this is ever going to be done for me is because there's always someone else. There's always somewhere else that may not always be using Symmetry as a vehicle, but leveraging what Symmetry has given me to use something else as a vehicle to help another group of people. And that's, I don't know if that really kind of answers your question in that sense. But that's the biggest thing to me and what continues to drive me and why I need to keep on doing the work that I'm doing.
No, I think that totally answers my question. The last thing you got to worry about me thinking is what you said was cheesy, because I'm totally just like that. I mean, the Guardian, I love it. I love it. I know that,
yeah.
I actually did that in my life that one time, and it was you know, Nathan or Nathaniel's gift from God, and I remember sitting in a training one time and trying to figure out my purpose, and you know, the gentleman that was in the training was saying, you know, God's gift to you is life, and your gift back to him is what are you going to do with it? And I thought, wow, what an awesome thing where I feel like, hey, my name, the meaning is God's gift. And here I am listening about your gift, you know, from God is life. What are you going to do with it? It was almost like a same calling card. So that's awesome, a Guardian. And I know that, man, Brad, what an awesome call.
Yeah, man, really, really appreciate your time, Edward. Just to kind of wrap up, what I have written here, keys to success. Avoid the shiny object syndrome, always looking for greener grass. It's easy to do, especially when things don't go as fast as you planned. Discipline. If you can't discipline yourself, somebody's going to have to discipline you for you. That's just the reality, and you have to get a job. It's one or the other. So if you want this lifestyle, you've got to become a good self-disciplined boss of yourself. Third thing, commit. And if you're going to commit, trust your instinct. Commit in every area and every aspect of Symmetry, from building, from selling the product, to belief in the product, to recruiting, the entire system, commit to it. And the last thing, I love that you touched on that word, become who you were meant to be. And I was always taught that money always makes you more of who you are. If you're a bad person, it's going to make you a worse person. If you're a great person, it's going to make you an even better person. And I think it's pretty obvious, Edward, you know, you have been a provider. You are a provider. You are a protector. And it's just made you more of who you are. And what I love about this company, what I love about the system, and what I love about your mentorship and your team and who you are, is that this system allows all of us to become more of who we are. And because allows us to become true to who we are. And there's so many times in life that we're beat down, we're strapped financially, just like what Brian Delaney talked about at the conference. It pushes down around us on who we were really meant to be, and we're really not who we are until we've got that time freedom and financial freedom, and we're allowed to really develop who we are as people. So I just really appreciate Edward, and let's go out and have a great week. Thanks, everybody, for joining the call. God bless. Have a good night.
Thank you.